This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Taraweeh Reminder Day 22. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A'maru ummati bayna al-sittina wa-sab'i." The average span of the life of my ummah is between 60 to 70. لا يجاوزها إلا القليل. Very few people who live beyond that age. There was a woman at the time of Musa alayhi salam. When she heard about an ummah, that their average span of life is going to be 60 to 70, she had a child who was 300 years old. She said, if I live those six, like, this would be like a sajda. Allahu Akbar. But you know what? This ummah is the shortest span of life, but the biggest rewards ever. Can you imagine during these 10 nights, there's a night that if you catch that night, it's 83 years of ibadah. Imagine if you live for 60 years, rule out 20 years when you were young, 40 years, multiply them by 83. So if you missed a lot in your life, you still have a chance during these 10 nights. This is the second night. And guess what? I'm going to share a very important story with you tonight. There was a giant amongst the tabi'een. And when I say tabi'een, it's the plural of a tabi'i. And a tabi'i is someone who lived with a sahabi and he learned from them. So at the time of Al-Hasan al-Basri, who used to live in Busra, which is like part of Iraq now, there was a tabi'i called Malik ibn Dinar. And I wanted to learn this name, Malik ibn Dinar. One day, when he entered the masjid, and Hassan al-Basri was sitting there teaching people, and he told him, Malik, why don't you come to the front here and share your story, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you. And this is an inspirational story for all of us now, young and old. So Malik came to the front and he said, I have lived for 30 years of my life. And imagine any type of vice, any type of sin, I've committed such a sin. I was a drunkard. I used to, you know, steal. I used, like, not only just like, you know those pirates, this highwayman? He used to ambush people and take their money. And he enjoyed to watch fights between people. That was him for 30 years. And then he said, one day, I went out to the market after drinking a lot. And then I just wanted to see a fight. So I saw a man trying to buy something. And then the seller took the money of that man and he wouldn't give him whatever he wanted to buy. And the man said to him, why do you do this to me? Why do you steal the joy of my daughters? How can I go back home to them now with nothing with me? And he took my money. And then the man said, who cares about your daughter? And then he said, you know what? I'll do something very serious. He's like, what is it? He said, I'm going to make dua against you. And the man like started laughing out loud. Who cares about your dua? What do you mean by your dua? And then the man raised his hand and he made dua. And at that point, Malik ibn Dinar is watching the fight. At the beginning, he was enjoying the fight. But subhanAllah, for some reason, he said, something hit me in the heart when that man talked about his daughters. And the fact that this man, by taking his money, he's stealing the joy of those daughters when the father will go back home with nothing in his hands. So he said, I found myself coming and approaching the seller and I said to him, give the man whatever he wants. And of course, people know who is Malik ibn Dinar. Like imagine like a thug talking to someone. So the man got scared and he gave the man whatever he wanted and he left. So Malik said, I went back home and I said, Ya Allah, I wish I can have a daughter like that man. And then, of course, everybody around him, who would marry him? Who would give him his daughter for marriage? Because he's a very bad reputation. He was abusive. He was, as I told you. So he went and he bought a slave woman and he freed her. And he married her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a daughter. And he called her Fatima. Year after year, Fatima started growing up. while she was 3 or 4. And she's sitting in the lap of her dad. And he said, Allah has given me what I wanted, yet I was still on the wrong path. I was still doing everything bad, even though Allah has given me what I asked for. So he said, I was drinking and drinking and drinking. He said, even Allah sent me a sign because my daughter will sit in my lap and she will push the alcohol away from my hands, but still I insist and I drink. Until I came back one night, and guess what? My daughter died. I was so angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, like, why? Why do you do this to me? And I forgot, like, what am I doing in my life? And I said, Wallahi, la afjuranna layla, ma lam afjur qat. Tonight, I'm going to commit all types of sins. I'm going to leave no vice, except I'm going to commit that tonight. And it was the first night of Ramadan. So he said, I went and I drank and drank and drank until I passed out. And then he said, when I passed out, I had a dream. And I saw myself running as if it's like the day of judgment. And somebody's calling, Malik ibn Dinar. It's time to stand in front of Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar. It's time for you now. You're going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I said to myself, I haven't prepared myself for that meeting. Brothers and sisters, do you hear that? I haven't prepared myself for that meeting. And then I said, I kept running. And the more I run, I see a snake, a huge snake, running behind me. Until I tripped. And I saw some sort of like hellfire in front of me. And I was about even to throw myself to save myself from the snake. But then he said, I got up and I started running again. And I was so tired. And then I saw an old man who looked nice. And I said, man, please help me. Help me. Save me. He said, I'm too weak to help you. I can't. And then he said, I kept running and running and running. And then I saw the man again. And I said, please, old man, help me, help me. He said, like, as you see, I'm very fragile. Like, I can't help you. But you know what? Go down that hill. Go down that mountain. Maybe you'll find something there. Then he said, I went. And I saw a place. And they say that place is called the place of the trusts of the believers. And he said, once I arrived there, like there was like a screen in front of me. And then he said, I saw so many faces of children. And I heard somebody calling, saying, Fatima, Fatima, come and save your dad. And then he said, all of a sudden, I saw my daughter rushing towards me. And she held me with her right hand. And she put her hand out to the snake and said, like, stay away from us. Get away from here. And then the snake left. And I felt so relieved. And I said, Fatima, what is this? What is happening? What's that snake? She said, Dad, that snake is your bad deeds. You've done so much bad deeds. This is why it's like it was a huge serpent. He said, what's that old man? She said, this is your good deeds. It was so weak. Wouldn't even save you. And then he said, after that, I woke up. And today, I am Malik ibn Dinar, one of the giants amongst the tabi'een. That's the story of his tawbah. So, brothers and sisters, I'm not entertaining you tonight. But my message is this. If you have lived 40 years, 50 years, like Malik ibn Dinar, he lived 30 years and he was doing everything bad. You still have a chance. And seek the opportunity. It's the last nights of Ramadan. If you hit Laylatul Qadr, that's 83 years. Who can live for another 83 years? Just one night, you'll get the reward of ibadah. Anything that you do on that night, whether it's sadaqah, whether it is salah, whether it is, you know, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's reciting Quran. It will be the reward of 83 years. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ is 83 years and 6 months. So don't miss the opportunity and act like Malik ibn Dinar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawbah before death. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us shahada at the moment of death. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Jannah after death. And tomorrow, don't forget, inshallah, at 5 p.m., we have the continuation of our beautiful patients, Tafsir of Surah Yusuf, 5 p.m. See you tomorrow, inshallah. Don't forget helping your masjid and giving me my own charity. That's my charity. Smile.
Exactly.